We have a couple prayer requests this morning. The first one is, let's pray for the family of Robert Ramber, who went to his final resting place yesterday.
Okay.
And then let's pray for the family of John Henley, who went to his heavenly home April 3rd.
Okay.
And then prayers for Kim Maples, who was in the Elk City Hospital.
Okay. Father, we just praise you today, Lord, because we have been talking about turning our sorrow into joy, Lord, and we know that when people are called home, Lord, that it saddens the family, Lord. But you know, Father, just what they went through, because you had to give up your son. You had to give up your son. He died on a cross for us, Lord, and you know just what they're going through, Father. So we just ask for the comfort of the Holy Spirit to bless these two families, that their loved ones have graduated, Father. And we just ask you, Father, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would just undergird them, Lord, that they would sense your presence walking so close to them, Lord. Father, that you would let them know that you are there for their days ahead. Father, whatever that means, Lord, whatever. Lord, sometimes people are called suddenly, and they leave a lot of unfinished business behind. And sometimes their families have to deal with that business, Lord, and they need your strength. They need your wisdom. They need your courage. They need your comfort. They need everything, God, that you supply, Lord. And you are our source today, and we look to you. Father, we ask you, God, whatever their needs are, Lord, meet their financial needs, Lord. Sometimes, God, our funerals are they're just like everything else. They're going up, Lord. And Father, the cost of a funeral, Lord Jesus, is a something, Lord God, that sometimes families have a hard time, Lord. So we just ask you, God, that you would just minister to them, God, and that you would, Father, and on top of that, they're going to miss their loved ones. And so, Father, I just ask you, God, that you would cause them to remember all the good times they had with their families and with their loved ones. Lord, bring good memories to mind, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, so that they can be comforted by those things, Lord, and Lord, so that it would become a strength to them, Lord, and that they can remember it even with the tears falling, Lord, down their face. They can remember the good times, and that they can cherish those memories, Lord. And Father, that you would just be with them, Lord, in every way they need it, Lord. Father, there may be other sick members in their family. Touch them, Father, and heal them, Lord God, today, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for Kim Maples, who is in the hospital this morning. Father, you know what the need is, Lord, in her body. We speak to her body in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father, that the stripes of Jesus, he was beat with 39 stripes. And each time, 9 different things hit his body. So 39 times 9. Is what Jesus took for our healing. And Lord, you reminded me one day, your son paid a price. And he said when he died on the cross, it is finished. And he took those stripes for our healing. And you put this thought in my mind. Do you think I am going to not pay attention to the price that my son paid for your healing? When he paid that price and he said it is finished, do you think I'm going to turn a deaf eye to what my son, the price that he paid for you? It's already paid in full. And I am well able. There is not anything that I cannot. I made your body. I'm the original manufacturer of your body. And I can restore. I have body parts. I have new organs. I can touch you with just the touch of my hand, just like I did when I walked on earth. I can touch you. I can heal every sickness, every disease, every pain, every malady. My word does not change. I'm not a God that changes. And if I said I would do it, and if I sent my son to pay the price in full that it would be done, I'm not going to ignore his sacrifice. I'm not going to ignore that payment that he made. And I will heal you. So I send out this word of healing to encourage people today. Whatever they're going through, the sicknesses, those in the hospital with what man calls incurable diseases, there is a God in heaven. There is a Jesus that suffered his body on the cross to not only forgive us of sins, but heal our bodies. And if you will believe me and my word, I have the same power to heal today. My power is not changed. And I am still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm coming again. And I can do that which no man can do. The doctors might have given up on you. The doctors might have said there's no hope. But there is hope because I, Jesus, I am the hope of the world. I'm the light of the world. I'm the healer of your body and the healer of your soul. Turn to me this morning. Turn to me with your whole heart, and I will be found of you. I will be found of you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that you are able and you are willing. There were people that came to Jesus and said, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus said, I will. Jesus said, I will. He doesn't want his creation to be walking in sickness. He doesn't want them to be doing that. So, Father, we thank you for healing them. We thank you for healing Kim in the hospital and bringing her forth, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask these things and we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And if we can pray for Lee Schrader, who has COVID.
Okay. Father, and we lift up Lee Schrader to you this morning too, Father. Father, he has been, the enemy has attacked him with this COVID, Lord, and sometimes that just discourages people, Lord. And Father, so we speak encouragement to him today, Lord, and we include him in this prayer that we just prayed for Kim and all the others. Father, we know, Lord, that you are able, and we send forth your word of healing to him today. And Father, we thank you, Father, for doing that work in his body that needs to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And for Kim Maples, he has, that family has really been through a lot within the past 6 months or a year. I know that they lost Drew Maples, and then he lost his wife, and then he lost his grandson. So if we can just extra prayers for the Maples family, you know, for healing and comfort.
Yes.
Because they have really been battling.
Yes.
But God is able.
Yes, he is able. He's able when nobody else can do it. God can do it. He can bring you through. Sometimes we walk through these periods of sorrow. Yes. But God knows all about it. He does. And you know, I mean, it's just, his power is miraculous. You can't understand how God does it because he's God, you know. And his ways are past finding out, but but he'll be there for you.
Yes. The Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. They are one of our Facebook sponsors. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. If you don't have a home church, I encourage you to visit some. You can do it even online now. So I encourage you to get in to a church home. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue, Apostle Casey Elliott. They are one of our sponsors. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you'd like some custom designs in wood, you can reach Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. I need to do the right thing. The challenge is finding out what that thing is. This is where you develop habits. Good habits produce good results. They're not dependent on what somebody else thinks or even what you think at the time. When you find the right thing, make it a habit.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Let us pray. It's not time for Let Us Pray yet, y'all. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for this morning is Miss Mary Fullerton. And the title for today is Joy. And this is part two.
So, we are going to start this second segment here with Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And then Psalms 51:12. David wrote this one time. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. I was talking a while ago about things sometimes in life that just hit us, that try to come in and discourage us. But here David had made a big mistake, and so he had to pray this prayer. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. He said, there's another place he said, don't take your Holy Spirit from me, because we can't do it. We can't make it on our own. So God has to give us, I was thinking of this, The Bible says that before the foundation of the world, Jesus was slain. Before God ever created this world, Jesus, he had a plan to send Jesus to die for us. Before he even made us, he had a plan to send Jesus to die for us, because he knew what would happen. He knew that Adam and Eve would fall. And so he had a plan already in motion before the foundation of the world. And so our living our Christian life has been God-given from the get-go before he ever created the world. He planned it all. He's the one that spoke this world into existence. He made us out of his, after his own image. And he knew that Adam and Eve would fail. So he sent Jesus. And Jesus was willing to come and do his Father's will and take upon himself our sorrows and our sins and go through everything like as what we go through, so that he would know how to be our high priest. And when God raised him from the dead and he went back to heaven, then he's up there seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. But I got to thinking about when Stephen was stoned. Stephen was the first martyr. And you know what the Bible says about it? It says Stephen looked up and he saw Jesus and he says, "I see Jesus standing." Mm-hmm. See, the Bible says he's seated in heavenly places. Mm-hmm. But he says, "I see Jesus standing." Jesus knew Stephen was fixing to come home and he stood up to welcome him. Amen. I mean, you know, that's what came into my heart. You know, so that's why I tell people sometimes, God is the best cheerleader you could have. He's just up there rooting for us and interceding for us. He's the best high priest we could ever have because he knows what we go through. He carries us. When the road gets hard, we might think we're doing, but he carries us right close to his heart. He carries us in his bosom. So don't ever feel like, and the devil likes us to feel like he has forsaken us, mm-hmm. but he hasn't. Psalms 50, Isaiah 12:3 says, "Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." We can do that because he never fails us. We know that even though we don't, quote, feel him, he's right there because he said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will never." The promises of God are yea and amen. He doesn't change. You know, sometimes people down on earth, they'll make us a promise, and then something happens, and they're not able to fulfill that promise. But God's not like that. He keeps his promises.
He's so faithful.
Yes, he's faithful when we're not. He's faithful when we're not. And so, and then when we come back to him, sometimes he just receives us. He'll say, "Welcome home." When if it was us, I would say, "I'm not even gonna, you just get out of my sight. I thought I could trust you, you know. And you really hurt me bad. I don't think I can ever forgive you." But, you know, if we're God's children, we have to forgive because he wants us to forgive. Mm-hmm. We're made in his image, and his image is to forgive. And we just cut ourselves off when we don't forgive because he said, "If you don't forgive them, I can't forgive you." Mm-hmm. You make it where he can't forgive you. So you're just hurting your own self when you don't forgive people. You're letting them really win. You're letting the devil win. And you're cutting yourself off from the relationship with God. So whatever, I know sometimes things are hard. I haven't suffered anything compared to what some people suffer. But forgiveness is imperative. We have to forgive so that we can have forgiveness. We're doing a favor to ourselves. We're paying ourselves when we forgive, actually, you know. And so, Isaiah 35, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 10 says, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." And then in Nehemiah 8 and 10, I should have read that before I read this Isaiah that I just read. But it says, "Go your way, eat the fat." This is Nehemiah was talking to the Jewish people when they were fixing to, there's a lot of times that the Jewish people were in captivity, but they were always supposed to remember their feasts and everything, even when they were in captivity and stuff. And so it says in Nehemiah 8:10, it says, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For the day, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And now that I remember, Nehemiah was a man that was sent by God. They had just returned from being in captivity, and they were making their way back to Israel. And they were coming, and Nehemiah was sent of God to encourage people as they were coming back to their homeland. And one of their feasts was fixing to happen, I guess, because he said, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing..." You know, Jesus said one time, this lady did something to honor him. He said, "The poor you will always mm-hmm. have with you, but me you will not always have mm-hmm. with you." And so here, you know, he says the poor are always going to be there. So he says, "Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared." That's the poor, you know. "For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." You know, in the Jewish culture, mm-hmm. when they reaped their harvest, mm-hmm. they were not supposed to just gather in. Like a lot of times, people do a second harvest to get what was left from the first mm-hmm. time around. But the Jewish people were not supposed to do that. They were just supposed to do one harvest and then leave that in their fields for the poor to come and get, you know, so that they would have something to eat. And that's probably what this was saying, because it says, "Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day, this feast that you're going to celebrate, is holy unto our Lord. Invite all the poor. And let them come to the table and eat as much as they want, you know. Because maybe they didn't have anything to bring to the feast, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he says, "And neither be ye sorry." Don't think about the captivity that you went through. And don't think about, well, now we have to rebuild all of this and stuff. Don't be sorry. You're back in your homeland now. You know? "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." God, just like I said, God will see you through anything that you go through. So, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly. Jesus says, I've come that you can have life and more abundantly. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 51:11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Habakkuk 3:18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Matthew 13:20. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth and anon with joy receives it. You know, Jesus likened the soil of our heart. He said, there's all different kinds of soil. Some seed's going to fall in stony places, in the hard places, but it'll bring forth a harvest anyway. John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, Jesus said, that my joy might remain in you. It's a joy that does not, it'll be there when the circumstances change. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And that your joy might be half empty? No. That your joy might be full. Full. He came to bring fullness of life. John 16:20, 22, and 24. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Your joy no man taketh from you. Sometimes our relationship sometimes just makes us really sad sometimes. But it says, your joy no man taketh from you. Ask in my name. Ask in my name and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So if you need joy, just ask the Lord for it this morning. Acts 20:24. So that I might finish my course with joy. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to finish our course with joy. In Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not what we eat and drink. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then 1 Thessalonians 1:6. Having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. You can have joy in much affliction because God will give it to you. It's that joy that doesn't fade away. It's His joy. And then James, I've got just a few more little verses here. James 1:2. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. I'm still working on that one. Come on. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. 1 Peter 1:8. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. See, that's the kind of joy God wants to give. Joy unspeakable. I had a song that I used to sing, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it lists all these things that we go through in life. The verses do. But he said, the verse says, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half can never yet be told. And so, 1 Peter 4:13. Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. That's what the early disciples did. It said they departed and rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. You know, so that we are partakers of Christ's sufferings. And then 1 John 1:4 says that your joy may be full. And so that's the end today. Mm. All of these scriptures, he wants our joy to be full. How can it be full? Because we got him living. We got the King of the universe and the Creator of heaven and earth living on the inside of us. What power! And he gave us his name. He gave us his word. He gave us his authority in his name to put the devil under our feet and to walk in victory, in his victory. There is another verse that I used to say, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming love. All I have is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood of his blood. He gives us his victory to go to heaven on. He gives it all to us. I said, he's given it to us all the way from the foundation of the world, all the way to when we are on the streets of gold. He makes it possible. He carries us when we can't carry ourselves. He gives us Christian friends to come around and comfort us and to encourage us. He gives us our pastors. He gives us, that's why he says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. Go to church. Get involved in your church. It'll be a strength. It'll be a comfort to you.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I'm going to say it again, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, for my handsome little grandson, Angel Vega, and from Sister Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray.
It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.